This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. We're headed to Ypsilanti for our next Artisans of Michigan. Cree Fuller is already at work in the garage behind his house when I arrived. I've seen some of his work in photos online, but I was not quite ready for the display set up in his garage. It's great eye candy. What does he make? Well, I'll let him describe them.
Well, I make robot-inspired sculptures. You know, I try to make them look like a vintage robot from the future. Yeah.
I like that, vintage from the future.
Yeah. Yes, vintage from the future. I do want them to have a vintage aesthetic, but also, you know, them being, you know, it's that version of what people in the 50s thought the future would be like. You know, robots and tin men helping us out around the house. It hasn't really panned out. There's no, we don't have any flying cars yet. You know, some of them look a little menacing. As I go, my trajectory is a little bit spooky, and that's kind of how I get my artistic fun out of it.
We've got a bunch of photos of the sculptures and lamps on our website, michiganradio.org. Fuller says he started making the robot sculptures simply to put some art on his walls at home. People liked them, wished they had one.
I thought they were gag gifts, you know, I didn't think much of it. So I just started making them. You know, they evolved and light bulbs were implemented and they became lamps and they became more popular. And I just figured I probably should spend a little bit more time and energy on them, you know, taking it a little bit more seriously rather than something passive.
Fuller says he's self-taught and always made sort of arty things.
I'm a tinker, you know, taking things apart, putting them back together in a different way. That's all it pretty much amounts to.
Tell me about where you get the material.
I mean, just various, you know, Recycle Ann Arbor is a huge source of various scrap. People just dropping off boxes of random things out of Grandpa's garage. Those are my favorite. Rusty old boxes of treasure. You know, antique stores, resale shops, side of the road. Now that people know I do this stuff, people are apt to drop off their scrap on me, and I can fish through it and see what's good. As I put it, I just kind of throw it on the pile and wait for inspiration to strike.
You know, I've been taking photos of your shelves back there. Lots of coffee pots, lots of thermoses, and a whole bunch of kitchen utensils.
Yeah. Yes, a lot of mid-century kitchen utensils. I think that old aluminum just has the patina I want. I can polish it and I can make it look chromey, or I can leave it rough and it has that matted look and it looks dated. It works easier than kind of the later part of the last century. You know, when they started doing more stainless steel and harder metals and stuff, they lost some soul. You know, the old coffee pots from the 40s and 50s, they just look cool to begin with. So they helped me do my job a little better.
He says when he started making those robot head sculptures as lamps, people really loved them and bought them. He says he started getting more serious about making them at that point. So one day he was getting ready for an exhibition, and he needed a name for his endeavor.
Tin Angry Men. It's a friend of mine, Dan.
And that's T-I-N.
Yeah, Tin Angry Men. You know, when I was getting going and about ready to do my first little art show, he just kind of said, what are you going to call your Tin Angry Men? And I was like, well, why not that? And I just kind of went with it. Again, at that point, not really taking it too seriously. I didn't quite understand the scope or how much people love robots and things that look like robots, or, you know, I think it really speaks to a lot of people, and it certainly speaks to me.
Fuller says he can make a smaller piece in about a day. Larger ones take longer, especially if there's painting involved or if he just can't find that one gadget that would complete a piece. There are a lot of boxes of spare parts in the garage, and sometimes that takes a little while. The key is making something that makes him happy in the end.
You know, I'm still doing what I want. I don't take a whole lot of commissions. It's just like, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to make. So, and people have been good about accepting what comes out of my brain, I guess, and from my hands.
By the way, the barking comment, that was from Cree Fuller's work buddy and watchdog, Chickens. That's Cree Fuller with 10 Angry Men Industries in Ypsilanti, our latest Artisan of Michigan.